Boston sports fans are in for a double dose of playoff excitement this weekend as both the Celtics and the Bruins start the second round of the playoffs this weekend. The Bruins are up first. They face the Flyers tomorrow afternoon in Philadelphia. Then on Sunday, the Celtics face the Miami Heat in Florida. Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan joins us this morning to preview the prospects for both teams. Good morning, Bob, and thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Bob. Good morning to you.
Let's start with the Bruins. They're looking at a rematch of one of the most memorable playoff series in recent NHL history. Last year, the Flyers, down 0-3 against the Bruins, came back. Devastating for the Bruins, but the Bruins staged a comeback of their own this year against the Canadiens. They were down 2-0 in the first series, but they came back. So how prepared are the Bruins this year for the Flyers?
They are very prepared. They come out of this previous series, I think, feeling very good about themselves. We may not have to be able to go so far as to say exorcising demons, but I think to a degree they did. They made some history for themselves. Not only were they down 0-2, but they were down 0-2 after losing the first two at home, which meant that they were going to have to win multiple games in Montreal, which they did. There were three overtime victories. There was a lot of good things that came out of that. The one thing I think that they need to maintain, Bob, is that first line must be continually productive. It was not consistent at all in that previous series. The big thing with the Bruins is, I think all their fans know, that they need to get a power play goal or two soon. They set a record. They're the first team to win a seven-game series without benefit of a power play goal. And that cannot continue if they're going to advance.
The Flyers displayed some good offense in their first playoff round, but had some goaltending problems. Can the Bruins exploit that?
It's interesting about that goaltending problem. They've had this thing going on and on for a couple of years. Michael Layton and Bruce Boucher, and Boucher was back in the Nets when they won the game against Buffalo. And I think that's a musical chairs thing. Can they exploit it? No, I don't really think so. I don't think that's the way to look at it. It's really the Flyers' issue, who they want to put in there. The Bruins can beat either one in there. They were 3-1 with the Flyers this year. I think that's very encouraging.
On to basketball. Celtics playing the Heat in round two of the NBA playoffs starting on Sunday, which basically means they're playing LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, as the Celtics' big three players are playing well, but could be fading a bit. Is it a battle of the big men?
Well, it's a battle of the stars, no question, for Miami. When it's all said and done, 82 games and five playoff games later, the same issues that were there in the beginning of the year are there now. Do they have anything else beside the big three? They had center issues in the beginning. They have them now. They had a point guard issue in the beginning. They have it now. They don't have a consistent bench rotation. They get occasional contributions from different people, but nothing consistently. And yet they win 58 games in the season and win a playoff series 4-1. Why? Because they have these three stars. And that's really their circumstance. Celtics come out of this in as good a condition as they could dream of. They got done in a sweep with the Knicks. They then get a combination of rest and practice this week, both of which they need, and practice actually more important for the coach, I think, than anything else. They are healthy, with the exclusion of Shaquille O'Neal. That's like waiting for Godot. We may or may not see him. I wouldn't worry about it. Everyone else is ready to go.
Celtics rolled over the Knicks. The Heat rolled over the 76ers, as you pointed out. Which team looks stronger to you? You seem to be saying that it's the Celtics.
The big edge they have isn't any of the so-called big three. It's Rondo. Rondo played magnificently well in the Knicks series after being very spotty in the last 6 weeks of the season. Whatever was bothering him, and I think it was mental, not physical, it seems to be okay. He played brilliantly against the Knicks, and the fact is it's a dreadful matchup for Miami. Their greatest weakness is point guard on defense. Mike Bibby can't guard a lamppost, let alone a frisky 24-year-old such as Rondo. They don't have a prayer of stopping Rondo.
Quick picks here for both the basketball and the hockey playoffs.
I think the Bruins are going to win in a tough, I'll go seven, which means they win game seven in Philly. I like the Celtics in six, which means they get the win and close it out here at home in game six.
All right, and I know along with a third of the rest of the planet, you watched the big ceremony at Westminster Abbey this morning. Who has the advantage in this marriage, William or Kate?
The woman always has the advantage.
Bob Ryan, sports writer for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.